But growing up, my dad didn't call me that. My mom didn't call me that. They called me Roland. And so I reached a point where, again, it was so much a part of hearing it, it became accepted. And I reached a point where I said, wait a minute, this is not a word that I should accept. Even if somebody said, hey, that's my man, that's my boy. I'd rather use those phrases than frankly saying, that's my nigga. Yeah, it's just not a term of endearment.
Doctor. But for Roland, for you, that's absolutely fine. I'm not suggesting that that's not a prerogative you exercise, but to suggest that's a universal term that everybody has to subscribe to would be different. I think that if you feel that way, that's fine, but there are many other African-American people, which is why it shows you that the bearing of the N-word will not be effective. There will be some. Martin Luther King Jr., the night he was killed, said to Andrew Young, little nigga, where you been? He used it as a term of endearment. Now, there's a difference because rap music has now made it accessible to the world because of its circulation throughout the country and indeed throughout the globe. But the point is to have a reductive and narrow and simplistic understanding of that term misses the use of it by history and suggests to us that white people exercise a control over our lives that we don't have. Don Imus cannot be the leader of Black America. Let's, within our own ranks, suggest that there are differences and complexities and nuances that we should respect and acknowledge on both sides.